Blog Talk Radio.
McDonald's French fries.
And now for something completely different.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
Giddy up.
I'm here now with Vice President of the United States and RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3 finalist, Mike Pence. Mike, thank you so much for joining me. Mr. Vice President, we are currently in the midst of the longest government shutdown in history as the president continues to fight for his border wall. Well, it was a wall, and then it was a fence, I think, and then it was steel slats. So, what are we calling it today? Two folding chairs and a bike lock?
The president said, we'll build a steel barrier.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to critics speculating that Donald Trump's actions are selfish, immoral, impulsive, and politically motivated?
Well, look, the American people aren't as concerned about the political debate as they are concerned about what's really happening at the border.
Well, is it really as bad as he says?
Last year alone, 17,000 individuals with criminal histories were apprehended at our southern border.
Why not hire them as senior White House officials? They'll all be convicted eventually.
Democrats refuse to even negotiate.
Well, until this gets sorted out, hundreds of thousands of federal workers will go without paychecks, and he doesn't seem to care.
That's right.
I guess, why should he, though, right? I mean, after all,
he's got money in the bank. He's got spray tan on his face. He's got faceless facts and figures, which he figures please his base. He's got golf at Mar-a-Lago and a ton of Adderall. What ain't he got? A border wall.
That's right.
He gets angry, he gets tough, he gets up and leaves the room. He gets all the Egg McMuffins he can humanly consume. He's a toddler, and until he gets his way, he'll make a fuss. And who's gonna pay? Most likely us.
That's right.
Whether it's a concrete wall, steel slats, or a few decorative brass poles, there is nothing like an unnecessary 2,000-mile barrier that says, hey, look at us, world, we're a bunch of motherfucking assholes.
See what I did there?
There is nothing like a wall.
He gets badgered, he gets booed, he gets heckled coast to coast. He gets Valentine's from Putin and advice from Hitler's ghost. He gets labeled irresponsible, inhuman, and unfit.
What can't he get?
Girl, he can't get shit. When it comes to behaving like a rational adult, he finds nothing duller. There is nothing whatsoever like a totally manufactured national emergency to distract everyone from what's actually on his mind, which is, you guessed it, Robert. I just love the way it feels in my mouth.
There is nothing like a wall, nothing in the world
could distract from Mike and Paul.
Like his rhetoric found a wall.
Stop the criminal gang.
Nothing else would be so tall.
That's right.
Sarah, Donald Trump told us that Mexico would pay for the wall, but now he's saying he never meant they would pay up front and that they'll instead pay in 263 million easy installments of 1995.
You know, we'll see what happens, but the president is committed to making sure that one way or another, whether it's through...
He holds rallies just for fun. He has merchandise for sale. He gets only the best people till they quit or go to jail. He's got Rudy Giuliani. He's got high cholesterol. What ain't he got? A goddamn wall.
There is nothing like a wall.
This is a humanitarian crisis.
Nothing protects like a wall.
Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
Or deflects like a wall.
A bona fide emergency.
And take base like a wall.
Donald Trump has to build the wall.
Or take his base like a wall.
Build the wall.
Nothing acts like a wall.
Except maybe Melania.
Or distracts like a wall.
And the Russia investigation.
And not a thing will work for Nancy and Chuck.
Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme.
This is the world of Commander McCrag.
Your hair will curl in the world of McCrag.
He fights monsters galore and then asks for still more.
For so says the brag of McCrag.
Hill, the Marines plant the flag.
They may be led by Commander McCrag.
With a cannon in hand, he can beat any band.
Or so says the brag of McCrag.
Fencing and fighting and round table knighting and slaying of dragons too. Shipping and sailing and great hope and whaling, there's nothing McCrag can't do.
Haunting and mapping and gold miner mapping and flying to Timbuktu. Roping and riding and Indians guiding, Commander McCrag comes through.
This is the world of Commander McCrag.
Your head will whirl in the world of McCrag.
He can do anything. In his world, he's a king.
Or so says the brag of McCrag.
And there you have it, the Possum Theme. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Grenache Network. Look at, just cut the chase. Listening to Grenache Network, into the Gnush Most Know. Maggie C's really tired of political shit. Don't blame you. Don't blame you. Do not blame you. Possum Hour, Monday nights. We try to keep the politics to a minimum, I think. Sometimes, you know, you shove it down your throat. Then during the week, it's politics-free clobbering time. Although it does get a little harried, you know, when they start discussing pop culture, comic books, movies, and Nutty Mads. Oh, man. The Holy Grail of Nutty Mads was available the other night. I bid on, I had the top bid. A little more than I want to pay, but I got involved in an email discussion there, and I missed the deadline. Some guy outbid me. Rocco the Champ. A green one. One of these days, I'll get one. And Friday Night Possum. Did mention clobbering time. Good. Yeah, I know. Fucking Rocco the Champ. I was this close. I saw him lined up with the other Nutty Mads, you know, like a team. Hey, look at this, the complete first series of Nutty Mads over here.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
All right, just welcoming another possum. Ladies and gentlemen, there he is, Professor R.J. Gumby! Beauty.
Good Lord. Hey, you know what, man? I want to know who else. Who else talks along with the with Friday Night Intro? I'm losing my mind and all that other stuff.
Sings along with it? Yeah, I love that, man.
Yeah.
I love to sing it. I like to sing it. I like to sing it. Giddy up.
We heard it so often now. You're talking along with it.
My name, Jose Manes. Terrible.
I still love it, man. He had that on there for a longer time. I think that's the greatest fucking intro.
Well, it built over a long period of time. I kept adding to it here and there. And I think it started off with the lion growl, the very first one. Kind of in the middle.
Dude,
now,
I love it.
That was the first thing, and then I'm losing my mind.
That sings along with the Gumby theme. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Well, so anyway, how was your week?
Oh, it's just swell.
Cool.
As always.
Cool. Yeah. Sell some guards?
Gumby, Gumby. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Love that job.
Excellent. Gotta love, hey, man.
Custom
made. Love what you're
custom
doing.
Custom made for Gumby.
Living.
That's right. Exactly.
That is half the battle in, what's that thing they call it? Life. They call that
Damn Skippy.
Okay. Now, if I can find the damn thing, I think it's coming up in. So, yeah. One of them. But do you have a plug, sir?
Yes, I do, and I even know what's going on.
Oh, and you know what it is this time?
Yeah.
Do tell.
I'm back in the loop. Okay. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, Eminence Front Radio. Eminence is going to be doing a theme show about the sky. He's going to be sky pilot. Eminence is going to be sky pilot tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time. You can listen to it live on www.wriu.org.
Awesome
blues at 4:30. There you go, kids. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
Four prefixes.
The sky. Are they going to do Eric Clapton? The sky is crying.
They got a couple of versions of that, probably. Yeah. I mean, who the hell did
Might have been.
Who's the blues guy?
Christ,
it's on the tip of my fucking tongue.
I know. No, but I can't think of it. All right.
Yeah.
WRIU.org. Okay, let's blow something the fuck up. Because, you know, that's what we advertise here on the program.
That's what we do.
Hey, you want to know how? I've been doing them cartoons. Two things about the cartoons, real quick. I got a like on one of them from Shemp's granddaughter.
That's
okay.
Great.
Shemp. Shemp's. It's a brush with greatness. And the Looney Giuliani one I did today. I got the idea. I was watching these talking heads on TV, and this one Asian woman was talking. They're all talking really fast. This one Asian woman was trying to say. I meant to say Rudy Giuliani. She said Rudy Giuliani. You know, cliched Asian accent. And I laughed and I tried to repeat it, and when I repeated it, I came out Looney Giuliani. I went, that's it!
Uh-huh. I'm surprised I haven't heard that already.
I know. Looney Giuliani. I got to do
it
that.
It sounds like an obvious joke, but you know, as far as I'm concerned, you got it first.
Thank you, sir. It's not easy, man. Uh-huh. It's not easy to compete against Photoshop, the internet, and all the other cartoonists out there, man.
You're doing a great job. I look forward to your cartoon, your Daily Bailey. I like that.
I look forward to blowing shit
up.
Artist,
and believe it or not, the artist is my favorite blues man. I can't believe I couldn't think of him. Elmore James.
Elmore James, yes. I was thinking Elmore James. I was.
Yeah.
Guitar player, right?
He's my favorite, man. I couldn't think of it.
Son of a bitch bastard. Well, you did. So, you got a brain cell or two, apparently. All right, I said I'd blow it up the other day. And I'm a man of my word. If I am anything, I'm a man of my word. Except, you know, if I have to break it, then I'm, you know, I'll have a very valid excuse.
Okay.
But I am a man of my word.
Blowing understandable.
Up. Wichita lineman. Go!
You know what? There's a thousand reasons why I shouldn't drink.
No kidding.
Yeah, a thousand reasons. But I can't think of one right now.
I hope this is the Puff Daddy version of the song. Not that Sting piece of shit!
I am a lineman for the county.
Steal it! Holy shit! Ball!
Woman tore my castle down. I thought I had built me a mansion so high. Until one night my baby said goodbye. Well, she's long gone, I don't know where. Don't let nobody tell you that this fool don't care. Gonna find my baby, gonna bring her back. Got a one-way ticket on a one-way track. Well, I'm long gone to get my gas. I don't know where and I don't know how. I think she's got folks that live in Baltimore. I'm going to the Atlantic, to the Pacific shore. Yes, I'm long gone to bring her back. Got that one-way ticket on a one-way track. Say, every good dog is gonna have his day. I believe in this, cause every night I pray. The train will take me closer than I was yesterday. Yes, I'm long gone to bring her back. Got a one-way ticket on a one-way track. Gotta find my baby, gonna hunt her down. Then I'll run that woman's can to clear out of town.
Bouncing down the causeway over there.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Date Rape? Was that Johnny Date Rape?
Johnny Date Rape. You got it right, Jackie.
There you go.
Get it right there, Jackie. Okay. I had a gig tonight. Really nice. And little kids I took a picture of tonight. All
yeah,
little kids,
I love
pretty
that.
Much.
That's great.
It was I love that place, man. Fucking budget. I'm not in the budget for, like, you know. Man, that's why I was on tonight, man. I was being like Mr. Fucking Wonderful. It's like, man, if I could get in their monthly budget and, like, you know, manage to squeeze a gig a month out of these people, that would be kitty. Anyhow.
I gotta work out a budget now that I got health insurance. Boy, that could really put a damper on your fucking money, man.
Get that right, Shock. Uh-huh. Live in Ohio, they take care of you, you know. But no,
don't be hurt.
Man.
Yeah. I'm coughing up $228 a month. It's killing me.
Jiminy Christmas.
I just may develop a tumor just to get my money back.
And that's the thing. You probably got a $3,000 or $4,000 deductible on that cocksucker.
Yeah.
I mean, all this fucking money you're hemorrhaging every month.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's just to have the privilege. That's not nothing. That didn't go toward nothing.
Yeah, I think it's ADR. I think pays for 40% or 60%. I forget which one. But yeah, I told my sister, I was driving after the curb. You don't take me to the ER. Like,
yeah, in a hefty bag.
Yeah. I mean,
curb. Fuck
slap
that. Slap
around
shit.
In the fucking curb. Yeah, fuck that.
Oh man. Yeah, I paid all my insurances, so my rent's paid basically. House insurance.
Well, I'm having trouble with my left eye. I'm a little concerned about now. I got a major blind spot at the bottom of it.
Ooh. Let's see the eye.
That's all kinds of
things. Probably not covered by insurance, though.
Exactly.
Because that would be silly. You know, it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's my main concern right now. Then I still got to get the camera down my throat. This is all the shit I've been passing up.
Yikes. I got to get a camera up my wazoo coming up soon.
Yeah?
Yum. Yeah. Yeah. Hope they don't... hope they don't run into any goons I'm not aware of up there, man. You know. No, I was going to say, I just want to mention this. At the gig tonight, there was this little girl... Little girl. Yeah. They were all real young. They were all in the Frozen, the Disney movie.
Yeah?
Yes, the colonoscopy. Colonoscopy. I don't like the sound of that. So anyway, this little girl, she's like 9, 8. Young, very young little toddler. Yeah. And I say, and what's your name, little girl? Because you can never hear him.
Yeah.
I turn to the parent. Hey, what's the name? And the dad says, Anchor.
Anchor?
Oh, I didn't spell that. A-N-C-H-O-R. Anchor.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm going to die. And my Groucho didn't fully kick in, but I did say, maybe you can get a job at Anchor Hawking someday. Which is
a hanker.
What I should have said, I should have turned to the dad and said, you know, I felt the same way about my kids when they came along. I just wasn't so obvious about it. But you know, you only think of those when you're driving home, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, the anchor. So the name of your kid, Anchor.
Anchor. What the
any
fuck?
Kind
yeah,
of
no
a,
doubt,
any
dude.
Kind of ethnic, any kind of ethnic background they had, or just no? Wow, that's weird.
They just looked like regular white people there, whatever the fuck.
I wonder if that's, what kind of meaning could you have behind that?
People aren't using their heads. That's the problem.
No,
okay?
Like job
in a nutshell.
That their marriage is going to survive because they have a kid now. Instead of dropping anchor, I can't get the gist of that.
I'm stuck with this broad for the next 15-20. I got an anchor.
Ball
that's
chain.
The meaning.
If they had twins.
Yep.
If they had twins, ball and chain.
Yeah. These are the twins, ball and chain. Oh, boy. Yes, indeed.
Daddy ain't going nowhere. Anchor down.
What's wrong with Lucy or Sally or Beth Ann San?
Yeah.
That'd be a good name.
Beth Ann San.
Dandy name, Beth Ann. Absolutely.
When is she going to stand the sand?
When's she going to hoot a high?
Stand the sand.
Stand the sand?
Oh, Beth Ann.
I don't know. Fran-a-san. I got nothing on the Fran-a-san. Ola, she says. She's
okay,
she must
there you
be,
go.
having
Beth Ann Holick.
Mexicano. I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about, Beth Ann Sam. Oh, God. Nothing.
Beth Ann Anchor.
Oh, Beth Ann Anchor.
Yeah.
Beth
okay.
Anchor.
There you go.
Beth Anchor Sam.
Beth Anchor.
There you go.
Yeah, I like it. There you go. There's your coffee mug.
All right, there we go. We're on a trolley now. Oh, we know what the SAN is short for. We're hip. We're hip, babe. Well, thank you for coming. It is really a pleasure to see you back here in the lounge on a regular basis or semi-regular basis. Because we like you.
Yes.
We like you. And there's, speaking of liking, there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake
double likes you because she hates to be the first one.
Yeah.
Show up, she's at least number two. She said every part of her body. Every part of her body, Xeroxed and x-rayed and run through thingies.
But she got
except
the okay.
Knee.
She's doing well.
She got the okay, but her knee's fucked up, and that's the only thing they haven't looked at. That's socialized medicine for you there. Jeez, I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
What the heck? You know, our system's so much better over here. Thank you for coming, because it would not be a doctor without Show Cake.
Yes. Show
there
cake.
Is Ford Prefect.
Ford
the
Prefect.
Master of time, space, and I believe the curmudgeon continuum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And executive producer of Eminence Front Radio.
Yes. Absolutely. Hold on.
He's the Sky King. He's going to be the Sky King tomorrow.
Man. I got a tickle in my throat. Whee! I kept breathing in through my mouth, and that just makes it worse.
Oh, yeah.
All righty.
Okay.
We're all good now.
You got scotch? Scotch would take care of that tickle.
Dude, the scotch would put out that fire, but I don't have any on me at the moment. I guess I could have a whack tonight. I don't have to work till later tomorrow. Oh, God, that's going to be so fucking bad. I got caught last Saturday night. I told you Monday I got caught in the fucking snow emergency, right? Saturday night on the road. On the fucking road. In a truck. In a snow emergency. Well, guess who has a gig booked for 5 o'clock tomorrow? Yours truly.
Yeah.
In the height of a predicted snow emergency.
Okay, there you go.
I'm gonna do it again this week. Oh man, this is my everything goes so good. I need this personal hell every Saturday night to just drive in fucking death watch condition, man. God.
Death didn't get you last week. That was round two.
I'm not sure whether I should go the. I got a highway I can go, or I can go the secondary road. They're called for like 6 inches.
Whoa.
I know. I guess highway would probably be the best. I don't know.
We're getting rain with it, so it's going to be washed away here. We haven't been really getting that bad.
Yeah, ours is going to turn to ice Sunday.
Good
so I got two cases on the way home tonight. I ain't going nowhere Sunday. Fuck. If I make it back Saturday, it's me, scotch, and the beers for another 24 hours.
There you go.
Over, babe.
What's the gig tomorrow?
Thank you for coming, Ford Prefect. Good to see you. So. Good to hear from you. Glad you're here. Good to have you.
What's the gig tomorrow night? Is there going to be babage?
Oh, God. It's like a 2-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know. It's like... Oh, jeez.
It's nice you're doing birthday parties.
Yeah. I'd rather do whorehouse.
2-year-old kids, though. Do they develop any kind of facial characteristics at 2? I mean, anything interesting? Or Or they all look alike, too.
Well, kids can be interesting, but for the most part, when they're under the age of three, it's really not much. That you try to draw that generic face on the Gerber jar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You do one and Xerox the rest.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, big
gig. Well,
you can't afford a clown.
No, they got me. And there's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Much for coming, darling. I still haven't written your new thing. So.
Yeah.
Thanks. Roses are red, violets are blue. Maggie C's here. Yippee Yahoo. How's that?
Yeah, okay, all right, there you go. That's
you believe
all
I just
right.
made that up off the cuff? Like,
yeah.
Just,
Robert
I
fucking
winged,
Frost.
I winged it.
Yeah.
I winged it.
Hey. I believe it.
All right.
I believe it. I believe it.
I believe it. All right. There he is. Yippee Yahoo. Yippee Yahoo. Not just Yahoo. Yippee Yahoo. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. The Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R. J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum.
Your super host, coming to the deck.
As the Beaver.
Hello.
Welcome to McDonald's. We got six fries. We got quarter pounders, we got apple fries. Just bring yourself inside, come in and have a ball. Look at all the pictures, I'm right on the wall. At McDonald's, welcome to McDonald's. You like a happy meal, at McDonald's. Welcome to McDonald's, you like a happy meal.
Man, too bad that wasn't longer, man. Every single one.
Oh. Wow. What the hell?
Well, he sings so fast, it's just over before you know it.
No.
Somebody's doing a yeah thing on one of them talking head shows.
Okay.
And I'm like, cocksucker, man. You just want this guy to shut up so you can start talking. So you're going, yeah, shut up.
Uh-huh.
I hate that. I hate that thing. It's a benign, evil, fucking conversational tool.
It sure is. It's like that woman with the Jim Baker show. That's always, you hear the voice.
Yeah, that's right. That's what that. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. That's right. Yeah.
And there's a new trend on these hosts, like the guy on the Meet the Press does it. And they'll ask, okay, they got Looney Giuliani on there. So Looney, blah, blah, blah. Looney starts talking, and then while he's talking, you can hear him editorializing, going,
Jesus.
And not only him, it's not only him, it's a lot of them are doing that. It's like, what the fuck are we devolving into here?
Yeah, we lost
rude fucking society, man.
Yep.
You know, I think that's fucking rude to sit there and make, you know, audible grunts during somebody else has the floor. That's not cool.
It's when people do that to give the impression that they're listening.
Man, I don't know if he's not so much listening, or he's just trying to, like, yeah him a little bit.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the world we live in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know, out-of-body grunts. So. I was reading the New York Times right before the show. and they quoted Curly Howard. Beauty. So he says the president is taking a one from the playbook of Curly Howard. Quote, if it foists, you don't succeed. If it foists, you don't succeed. Keep on sucking till you do succeed.
Jeez.
That's the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be here all I couldn't find my rim shot, man. That's what I got.
That's supposed to be the intellectual rag right there.
Oh, yeah. And they're quoting Curly Howard. Keep on sucking till you suck seed. Oh, yeah. That's funny. That's high comedy. Well, Curly was never known for his verbal gag. He was more of a physical comic guy.
Yeah, of course. Even post-stroke, Curly was known for.
I can't even watch those. Honest to God, I can't watch those.
I know, man. It's so fucking sad.
His voice isn't right. It's like kind of like Curly, but it's not Curly anymore. And you're thinking, oh my God, won't you give that poor man a vacation?
He's got to be hard to slap. What he's half dying.
That was part of the true story. The studio would not give him time off to recover from his mini strokes.
Yeah, exactly.
And he fucking stroked out on the set. Boom. Well, now you got no Curly at all, you fucks. You piece of shit.
The big guy fucking with the little guy.
Columbia. Harry Cohn. Piece of shit.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Treated our stooges, our boys, like fucking pieces of shit.
As long as they get their money.
I'll never forgive him.
Nope. He's on our list.
This one is by request from Dr. Cake. Take it away.
Thank you for being a friend.
Beer battered trip.
Best episode title ever. Tonight's episode.
And the way and the way the announcer says it too is fucking great. For the love of God.
For the love of God. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Hey, you know who I just watched a horror movie from
1956, and Festus was in it. It was interesting.
Ah, not Day of the
Shrews. Killer Shrews.
The Shrews.
Yeah,
Killer
Shrews.
Did you just watch that?
Oh,
the Killer
that
Shrews.
That's hell.
I have that on DVD. It's one of my few DVDs, man.
No shit. Oh, man. That one scene where they had this fake-looking shrew, it's funny-looking as hell.
They're fucking collies with, like, hair glued to them.
Yeah. I had to Google image them because I knew that there wasn't an animal like that. They look pretty small. And these were, like, fucking dogs dressed up like
Yeah. Well, no, that was the whole thing. The shrews are like the size of a big mouse or, you know, a rat or something. But because of this wacky shit going on the island, they grew these giant shrews.
But the close-up of one guy got into the room and they had to shoot it or something like that. That was funny looking, man. I got to find a picture of that in Granada.
Yeah, that's a really, really, really bad movie. But I think Festus... hopefully his family's still getting a paycheck from that, because he was like the producer and director. And
yeah, he was a producer.
Co-star.
Yeah, I see his name in the credits. Yeah.
Well, you know, he was John Ford's son-in-law. So
I did not know that. Yeah.
He had some ins in the industry, absolutely.
Okay, that's how he got the foot in the door, probably. All right.
Yeah, he was in all those, not all those, but a lot of the John Wayne, John Ford movies.
Yeah.
I'm sure that didn't hurt his chances.
Singer already was
replaced
as a
Frank
singer.
Sinatra in the Dorsey band. So there you go. Hey, bam.
He replaced him in what?
He replaced Frank Sinatra in the Dorsey band, in the Dorsey band or the other guy. Dorsey band.
No shit. All right. Cool.
Well, it wasn't like he replaced him. Frank quit and they needed another guy, so still, he followed him.
I think Frank left Harry James to go with Dorsey
Harry James.
Brothers.
Okay, maybe it was Harry James then,
Oh, okay, so that was it. Oh, okay. Good. I wonder if I knew that already, because I remember we talked about it. And
I'm sure I
some
said
of
that
his
before.
Videos.
That's part of my Festus trivia.
Yeah, but I forgot it, so I'm glad you reminded me.
I've chewed my cabbage so many times, it's ground into dust.
Nine fucking years.
I know. I'm actually proud of the fact that we don't repeat ourselves more than we do.
Yes.
Unless
we do, we're not aware of it. We're all.
Well, I'm sure
we're
a couple. Well,
we
pull something up every week. Hey, it's funny.
That's right.
That's a rule. Kaboom. What'd you come up with that?
I heard Festus replaced Frank Sinatra and the Dorsey Brothers.
Oh, no kidding. I thought he replaced the Mud Shark in Your Mythology. Wow, that's a coincidence.
Just a couple geezers.
You got that right. All right, spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
You're in luck, though, tonight, because it's 3 minutes you'll never get back. Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, you are in luck. Because it's a short one.
Oh, okay.
Got that? It's actually not bad.
Okay.
But it works in with tonight's theme. McDonald's French fry.
Cool.
When's the last time you ate McDonald's?
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? You do it frequently. It's in your orbit.
I love their breakfast.
I just rarely get it. Well, I told you I had that McRib a couple of months ago on the highway. That was
You were in heaven with that, weren't you?
It really was fucking great, and they were gone
the
time I was passing. Good. I only went in there for a Coke, man. Bonus!
I
quit
guy.
Doing that. Turn into Randy Rainbow over here. Cat eye glasses. Baby! Look at it! Thank you!
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties represent the champions.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
A lot of weird, man. We were talking about before with the, you know, the state of conversation, and in the light of this Russian interference into our election process, etc., our way of life. In light of this, people still don't get it that we shouldn't be putting phony, made-up stories on the internet as truth. You know,
you can't stop that.
And I don't understand why. You know, if it's a satire, you don't put in big letters at the top, this is satire, you know.
Yeah, because you got people believing this crap.
Because you get people believing this crap. So
yeah.
I got like a, right before the show, a string of them that I know are fucking not true. this one, Rare Humor, January 18th, 2019, 4:10 p.m. Police accidentally get everyone high after burning 3 tons of marijuana. And there's a picture of bales of marijuana smoldering. But nowhere in the article do they say, you know, oh, this is West Jakarta in Indonesia. Yeah, right. No, it's not. Gotta be made up. So everybody in the crowd got high. Ha ha.
Yeah. Even a picture of
them.
They
were also. Maybe it is, I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe it is true. I mean, who's how you gotta check the story in West Jakarta? You know.
Yeah. Not only that, but how do you accidentally get all the people high when you're fucking lighting up? What else? What do you expect?
Well, they also included 2,538 ecstasy pills. That number there that rings an alarm with me. How did they know there were 2,538 exact ecstasy pills in this fire? And 2 pounds of crystal meth. So, I'm going to say made up.
The truth lies in the detail.
Yeah,
they
I'm going to say
with
made
an odd number.
2,538 ecstasy pills, which is exactly the amount I took last Saturday night when I got home from that heroin drive on the highway. Boy, was I fun. Yeah, I was a little sensitive. Ooh. Okay. I've never taken ecstasy.
No.
I think it would be cool to try it and have, like, a girl that wanted to have sex with you around. But, if you're weird. All right, now this one's true, I guess. I'll put the link in there. See the video. The dumbass guy. This schmuck, there's the link for you. Has the video up. This guy jumps off the Royal Caribbean cruise ship as a gag, you know. Hey, look at me! And I banned forever from ever sailing on Royal Caribbean again. That's it.
Yeah.
You're banned. You're fucking banned forever, you dumb ass son of a bitch. Because they probably had to stop the boat and fish him out and everything.
Yeah.
And what a schmuck.
Jack, yeah.
I'm feeling a shovel to the head coming on ye.
People.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I felt
what
good.
A dick.
I felt good.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, what a cocksucker. What a dumbass dick motherfucker tool.
It should have
like
fucking
tool.
Left them there.
Yeah. And said, oh, sorry. Ha ha. Joke's on you. throw him a fucking life preserver and sail off. B.O. Fuck you. Yeah, I like it. See, that's why you're not the captain of the ship.
An 8-year-old girl anchor.
Throw anchor on her. Now, this is good news. That's some good news for these guys, not the other guys. This is a local jobby here, I think. What is that? Western Hills, Ohio. I'm not sure exactly where that is. I think it's the Central Ohio area. 2 bowlers on the high school bowling team, rolled 300s in the same game on the same lanes.
Oh shit.
They went toe to toe. I mean, not they weren't against each other. They're on the same team, but you know, one guy rolled a strike, the other guy rolled a strike, kept rolling strikes till there was no more strikes to roll.
Oh shit!
Pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I've never even sniffed a 300 game. I broke 200 a few times. Good as I've done.
Same here. That's about it. I used to bowl all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a guess and say you never had a curve. Because that separates the men from the boys in bowling.
Yeah,
you get that, you learn how to throw that curve, so because I don't have it. And he goes, then you can get consistent strikes. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to those boys. I'm sure they're like big hard. Hopefully one of them's getting a blowjob tonight. Wouldn't that be nice? His first blowjob.
Stewardism.
Okay, now. This has to be satire. Yes. And it's satire from the, armed forces there. You don't really go to these guys first for your yucks.
No, that's the armed force.
But the Coast Guard, the Coast Guard's the only arm of the forces that isn't getting paid because of the shutdown, see? They're part of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
For some reason, Homeland Security is on the shit list, and the Army and Navy and Air Force are not. So, according to this hilarious article by... I see, you have to sign it with a stupid name, too, to, you know, give people signals that this is not real, right? Slab squat thrust wrote this. That's the byline. Slab squat thrust.
Anchor's not so unusual now. I like it.
Yeah, that's gonna tip you off that this is a gag. So, Ted's alive.
Ted doesn't
Coast
like
Guard
slab.
Begins. Coast Guard begins reselling seized cocaine amid government shutdown. They figure that's the way they can. They have all this, you know, confiscated dope, and they figure that's how they're going to make ends meet until this little shutdown is over. So, I think this is an official Army website, Duffel Blog. So, tip of the hat to those guys for having a sense of humor. You know,
I like
especially
that.
Especially the guys that aren't getting paid. You know, fuck that. That's so. Okay, we're back on our fake news again. Here we go. This one, beware of this site, worldnewsdailyreport.com. Okay, it's like the Inquirer. It's like that supermarket shit, but on your Facebook and shit, right? Man, Murph posted this on the church page. Man accused of raping a cow claims it is the reincarnation of his dead wife. No!
That sounds legit.
No! It's not! No. Nope. No, and no. I'm giving this one a thumbs down. Fake news. It's totally made up. I mean, it's funny. You got bestiality. What's funnier than bestiality? I mean,
you got a guy desperately trying to come up with an excuse for fucking a cow. You got.
There's a humorous, situation you got there. I believe it's all made up. I'm gonna say it's made up, man.
Well,
that's an amusement.
I'm sure it is.
The world daily news-wide ding-dong Magoo thing, whatever that's called, is fake. Don't believe a word they say. I don't know if that's run by David Pecker or not. The other one's Bobo's best buddy, David Pecker. But, that only makes sense.
Yeah.
Hell in a Handbasket continues. I know everybody's asleep. I'm sorry. No, sorry, Cake. It's the news. Putting everybody to sleep. Nobody cares about that. Oh, there's something interesting. Showbiz. Everybody loves showbiz news. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's with the showbiz music?
This is great. Steve Carell, guy from The Office,
yes.
Right? And one of the creators from The Office are they're trying to develop a series for Netflix called Space Force.
Is it Ricky Jarrett? Ricky Jarrett?
I don't know. What do they got here? It's just sketchy. I don't know how many they're gonna do, but they're gonna try
the
to put. Oh, the other guy.
Ricky Jarrett.
Greg Daniels.
Because it was a UK show at first.
This is Greg Daniels. He was one of the showrunners.
Oh, okay.
For American Gay. But yeah, they're gonna work on Spurs.
Oh yeah.
They keep talking about that thing too, you know. Like, there's no money to it. There's no money voted for it or
anything. I thought they
it's just made up.
They,
well, no, they can't. They've come out a couple of times. He had the vice president out there. He's seriously, you know how serious he is. And yes, this will be the next arm of the armed forces, Space Force.
What happened to the religious crusade? What the fuck was that called again? I can't even remember the name of it.
What's that?
The religious thing that they came up with. What the fuck
was
it? They had a name? Yeah.
I was going to end with this.
Back to our show.
Get past the people, get past the hitmen. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're swinging from the chandeliers with that one. Oh, yeah.
Possum needs it. Possum
you
needs
are correct,
funk,
sir.
Baby. That's what we need.
Yeah, some funk.
Funk.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you had Bob Dylan, John Lennon, and James Brown, I'd probably say, you know, as far as...
Huh?
Lyricists in the 60s, you know, legendary lyricists.
Get on the good foot.
When I was a kid, I thought that, I said, why in the wide, wide world of sports would, number one, someone record this, and why in the wide, wide world of sports would someone buy this and listen to it? But I dig
it
now.
Hot tub.
No, I was not hip, man. I was not hip.
I wasn't in the funk.
You know, but that I like that one. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah.
But sorry to lay that all on y'all. But, I roll.
Better than Wichita lineman.
I am a lineman for your mama.
Anyway, it's Religious Liberty Task Force. Whatever happened to that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember? It was the big thing that they started. It was that little weasel guy that just recently got fired. I forgot his name already. He's gone. The one that didn't like marijuana. What the fuck was his name?
Oh, Jim Sessions. Jeff. Jefferson Beauregard.
You don't remember? You don't remember the Liberty yet?
I can't. Man, dude, there's been so much. Man, every day is an avalanche of bullshit. I forgot one. I have nothing.
I'm
not
Googling
on
it now to see if there's anything going on about it. I think we did a whole show on it.
I did see Pence's wife is working for a school that bars LGBT students. That's always fun. He's
see,
good for the laughs. You know, that guy, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I have a party, I'm hoping
that,
I'm hoping that VP can show up because, man, he can.
Yeah.
He's funnier than a. I don't know. Oh, I got a dirty story I missed. Everybody's ears perk up. Dirty
How
story.
How can you miss a dirty story? Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't scroll up high enough, man. That's my only excuse.
There's no more talk about it, the Religious Liberty Task Force. The last thing was July 31st, 2018. Jeff Sessions started it. That's it. It died that quick.
Oh, yeah.
Another
because
diversion.
You know why? Because it was horse shit. Yeah, it was just a horse shit diversion.
It was a diversion of whatever the hell was showing on.
No Russian collusion here, except for when Rudy says, I never said there was no collusion. Of course there was collusion. And I just see everybody's going, wow, Rudy.
We're out of control.
All right, well, this woman knows how to keep life in perspective. Now, you know, I take, well, not lately, because it's been too damn cold and snowy, but I like to get my steps in. Take a nice walk around the neighborhood. The pattern of my walk is not all that creative. It's more or less a square. This woman here, I guess she's got an app on her Gymcrack that charts out the route for her. I've seen some people post these on Facebook. It's like a GPS tracker on your Gymcrack, and then it gives you a picture of the route you just took. So you can put it on Facebook and go, ha ha, I just walked 3 miles, right? Well, one day she did this routine and a little over 3 years ago, and she ran, and her, I guess her brother noticed that the route looked like a dick, penis.
Yeah.
And Claire had unwittingly run her very first dick.
There you go.
I'll give you the link here. This is funny shit. So after that, it becomes a thing. You know, she tries to tries to make every run end up looking. Oh my God! Jeez, I don't know if this was hers, but somebody's got one with a hand jerking the penis. That's awesome! Wow, that's creative. So I guess it's now a thing. That everybody's
trying
to do.
And that is how crop circles are made, kids. Not aliens. People with pizza boxes on their fucking feet.
Yep. This one here is creative. He's got the vagina, the JJ shape.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Mm. One for everybody.
Uh-huh.
When he wrote dicks, when they put the hand, when they add the hand, that's when I'm impressed. The jerk off run. That's beauty. I gotta get that gym the gym crack. Can start
does
making
that guy's, does that guy's walk look like a Georgia O'Keefe painting?
Well, a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Man,
there you go.
If this one here was your dick, you'd be in sorry shape. Ooh. But still, it is phallic shape, so it does count. So. Hey, Beth Ann Sand, if you're boy crazy again, start taking dick walks. You walk, and you get the thing on your gym crack that's outlines your route, and then you walk in the shape of a penis.
They call it cock walking.
Nothing more boy than dicks and cocks, right? We were just talking about it. Yeah. Click the link. It's in there. Beth Ann Sands. Anyways, I got to do everything.
Isn't it in there? Where?
You don't see the link? Posted the link.
Well,
I don't know. Shemp's granddaughter.
All I got is the guy's jumping off the cruise line.
Oh, okay. No, I got a link in there. Vice.com. Meet Dick Run Claire.
Okay, not on mine. You sure it wasn't censored?
Cockwalkers. There you go, Beth Ann Sand. Cockwalkers.
Yeah.
That right. I like when a girl say it.
Oh, you got that right.
So
I like to see where you're walking. But you're subconscious as you walking.
Well, I got a stupid square right now at my regular walk, but like, you know, geez. I could get really creative. There's a series of alleys on the other side. I could make
we'll work on that.
Yeah, I could do several penises.
You gotta
udders.
Watch his alley.
I could make cow udders. Ooh, I could make cow udders in the alley. It doesn't necessarily have to be penises.
For white wall wolverines, you gotta look out for them. Aren't they still loose?
I don't know. I think the wolverine died.
Okay.
Hey man.
I hear Ted.
You want polka?
Theo's on.
Yeah, I know. Let's polka. And I'll tell Ted to chat app. Alright. Polka time. Hit it.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Hurry up, we just ate a McDonald's,
man.
I can't. Oh, no.
Oh, not my car.
When you go to Mickey D's, quarter pounder, and some cheese, chow it down, and then you're gonna your pants. Have a Sunday or Big Mac, and you know it is a fact that you're probably gonna your freaking pants. Have a salad or some fries, you'll be in for a surprise. Hurry home or you're gonna your pants. Chicken nuggets, two and two, yeah, they're gonna make it blue. Guaranteed to in your pants. It's a mix. Your pants full. No, it is no joke.
squeeze your cheeks or you're gonna get your pants. Turn your mouth to coffee pot, turn your sucker in a nut. Now you're guaranteed to get your pants. Take your woman on a date, just remember where you ate, or you're gonna get your pants. Apple pies without a doubt, no sooner in you're coming out. Now you're gonna get your pants. It's a bitch. Your pants won't go. And you know it is no joke. Your pants polka. Wash it down with coca. Please come again. A McMuffin playing fish. Gonna really make you wish that you didn't shit your pants. Percolating on your feel. Compliments a happy meal. Probably gonna shit your pants. And it's only you. Billion others did it too. They all miss shit your pants. But we really don't care, cause we're also going there, cause we're gonna shit our pants. It's a bitch.
McDonald's shit your pants polka. Yeah, you know, maybe I didn't think of it consciously, but I think subconsciously I realized I had to make up for the Wesley Willis 3 minutes, which was actually kind of good.
I love that guy.
He's amazing.
The fact he did a McDonald's song, right? And he still does a commercial at the end for somebody else, Wheaties.
Yeah.
Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah. He's the
That's
man.
That's a creative guy right there, like Wesley.
He's like the black Art Paul Schlosser with a little more talent.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Maybe
there
a little crazier. Did you see the big snowman story in Kentucky?
No.
Giant snowman?
Oh, I don't know.
These people, you know, they're having some fun in the snow, and they build this giant snowman, right, in the front of the house. Giant snowman. And for the base, they used this old tree stump, right?
This
huge fucking thing must have been 12 foot tall. Big sticks coming out for arms and whatnot. Hey, got the pieces of coal in there for the... So some fucking asshole in a truck thought it'd be a hoot to run it over.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. Fuck him.
They came home and some of the snow is missing from the base of the snowman. He's still sitting there laughing at him. Some guy's got a dent in your front end somewhere. Jerk.
Serves them right for being such a dick.
Well, they said in the article it was instant karma. I'll put that link in there, too. That's a cute story. Because they will... You fuck.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually if the thing you decide to do is like, dickish... Probably a good idea not to do it, man. You know?
Yeah.
How hard is
rule
that?
Rule of thumb.
Yes. rule of two thumbs. All thumbs.
I mean, these people, look at it. These people are proud of their creation, and this douchebag serves them right, man. That's great.
Yeah, they're having fun. Remember one time my sister and I, mostly her design, what the fuck was the guy doing? It was a giant head, like an ogre head. It's huge.
Uh-huh.
6 foot high, 6 foot round, big fucking head. And then a big hand coming up next to it. And I think it was given the peace sign. I'm not sure. That would make sense. The era in which it was built.
The time.
Yeah. But anyway, that was pretty awesome. Wish we had a picture of that. Probably is a picture of that somewhere. But who in their right mind would go look
that
for
up.
It? Yeah. Suntory Toki. Asataki. Ha!
That's no
Japanese whiskey,
funny,
man.
No.
The Japanese know how to make whiskey. Yeah. I'm telling you what, ladies.
Well, that's the shit Bill Murray was selling in Lost in Translation.
Yeah. Well, it's good stuff. It's like scotch, but it's Japanese. You can't say it's scotch because it's not, you know, it's not from Scotland. But it ain't bourbon. I'll tell you that. That's good stuff.
So I'm going to be in Korea, and I'm not going to drink Sojin. Sojin. That's a Korean whiskey, man. That's good shit.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, come across it.
Yeah.
We got this at the Kroger liquor store, man. In the world we live
Kroger
in.
Kroger has everything.
They do. They do. Uh-huh. Look.
You still checking your
new
blood
Oldsmobiles
pressure
are in. Yeah, check my blood pressure. New Oldsmobiles are in.
The new
the nicotine
Oldsmobiles are in. That went well with the background music, Commodore. Kudos.
Did you
hear
started.
The Wilhelm scream? The Wilhelm scream is in that scene.
Is it when they hit the Muppets?
When they hit the piano player that's in the middle of the mall.
I'll have to watch it again and listen. Well, thanks everybody for sleeping through another possum hour.
Yeah, I know, they're all asleep. Look at them all. All
it's a low energy possum,
here.
Man. Everybody was worn out, but I was glad to get it out of my system. Because I had to say it. I had to get it off my chest, and that's it. You know.
I needed some possum.
So, no Friday Possum next week, too. So, this is a special one. Suntory Toki.
So, you'll have
this
to find
is,
your own Wesley Willis next Friday.
This is 43% alcohol, 86 proof.
43?
Right. Daddy-o. Square bottle.
Just like your walk. See, that's what your walk was. Subconsciously, you're doing your scotch bottle.
Yeah. Okay. What he said.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody has a great weekend or whatever. Fucking not. Sad weekend or, you know. Good shit will happen. And remember, like the New York Times always said, if at first you don't succeed, keep sucking until you succeed.
Oh, yeah.
I like them apples. New York Times, baby. Hey, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Energize! What the hell is that? Hey!
Well, when I walk on my horse upon the hill.
When I walk
on my horse upon the hill.
When I walk my horse upon the hill. ain't got one.
Tommy Dorsey Band, just Tommy, in 1941. Succeeded Frank Sinatra as vocalist until Dick Haim contractually replaced Sinatra in 42. Okay.
So it's a stretch. It's kind of a they embellished that story
field.
Just a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
He still had a good voice. No doubt about that.
Oh yeah.
Get some pipes, old Festus. Indeed, indeed, man. Oh, God. I know damn well the guy's not going to cancel the party tomorrow. You know?
Yeah,
it'll
yeah,
be a stage 4 fucking snow alert. I got to drive up there.
Hey, Mike. Mike, maybe 2 year old.
Please
kids
God,
can't get
please God,
house.
let him get sense and go. You know,
yeah.
We could do this maybe next Saturday.
There you go. 2 years old, he's not going to remember his fucking birthday.
I don't want to fucking drive to this guy's house. And the thing is, there's no contract or anything. It's not like I have to, but I have to. Because why?
You have to.
I'm a man of my word.
You're a man of your word. And that's how you do business.
The fuck, man? How I roll, Joe. Oh, for God in heaven, that'll be... Man, that'd be a great call. I know, but he called to confirm. He called like twice this week. Like he left a message and I didn't return it right away. And then he called again. I got it, and he's like, "Oh yeah, make sure you're here." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna be there." This does not sound like canceling Joe to me.
Nope, it's on. You're going.
Can't wait. Because, you know, the thing is, probably all the guests live, like, on that street, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's going to mostly probably be family, though.
Yeah, probably. Family
so they
neighbors.
They have to. They probably live in a neighborhood, but maybe not, you know.
Yeah.
Now, who are we kidding? It's on, Decker. It's on. You're going.
I know. I'm doomed as doomed could be.
Uh-huh. Put a cap on that scotch bottle, Becker. You got work tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's just the one. That's it. A little night juice. Shit, man. So, Well, you got gars in the morning?
Yes, I do.
Man. Kidding you. But you ain't getting as bad, you say, over there with the weather.
What's that?
You're not going to get it as bad over there with the weather.
No, well, there's semis. They're boosting it up, but it's not going to happen. Plus, they are talking about rain with it. So.
It's true. You know, it is the weather goons, after all. But they said 4 to 7 inches. I'm thinking, holy crumoly.
Yeah,
that's some snuh. That's some snuh. And we got a good 4 last Saturday night. I had to drive through.
So we just got some flurry. That's it.
Well, all right. I wonder if Tommy's got any snow, or does the Coast Guard have the market wrapped up on that snow stuff? You know, Coast Guard. Referencing a joke from earlier. That's what we, you know, makes this show so witty and brilliant.
That's
why
we do.
Keep doing it week in and week out. But, not next Friday, because I have a gig.
I was beating that anchor girl. Dead horse.
That was good, man. You know, it has legs. Yeah, I got a gig Friday night, so.
Okay.
Take a possum off, man. We've had a lot of possums in a row here.
I should have saved that picture of the killer shrew for no possum tonight for next week. I already posted
it
on Grenache.
Use it again. The fuck? Nobody's keeping. I think at this point we can pretty much agree nobody's keeping fucking tabs.
No.
That's it. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives. No. Chris Lampert is dead. Nobody else gives a fuck. You know?
Uh-huh.
After him?
Exactly.
Who gives a shit? Nobody!
Uh-huh.
Come on. Born yesterday. All right. On that happy note.
Yep.
Oh, I came up with my cartoon idea for tomorrow while I was talking to Mad GC in the possum.
Oh, see that? Inspiration. She's your muse.
Oh, she's cool as fuck, man.
Yeah.
She's one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life. There you go. There I said it. And I don't like to dole out sloppy compliments like that.
Nah. You're sincere.
What are you going to do? So anyway, remember, if at first you don't succeed, keep sucking until you succeed.
There you go. New York Times.
All right. Drive carefully in New York Times. Drive carefully and make sure that you tip well, because it looks good. It really does.
Yeah.
Shabby not to tip.
I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!